There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek's 50 Days of Dragon Con Extravaganza, where we have carnival and parades that are talked about.
There are parades.
They're talked about. Oh, and that lovely, lovely voice that you hear is the Grand Marshal of the 50 Days Parade. Lee, how you doing?
I am doing great. So if it's carnival, does that mean you're going to be wearing a boa and sequins and not much else?
And a Speedo. Sure. Why not?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I just want everybody on the listening audience to say that they heard that. When you see John at con,
and
a Speedo and a boa and sequins, he should be wearing that.
And you can talk about it with your therapist, and that'll all be good.
That'll be fine.
Don't bill me.
No.
So we have someone returning.
Yes, we do.
This time
they liked us enough.
That is
to come
not.
Back. Yay!
That is as we learned last year. Not a dude. But she did something very awesome last year, and we're happy to help in ever so, even just a little bit.
And has done it in years before, just last year.
Yeah. So, Lee, go ahead and introduce her.
I would introduce Zan, who has been coming to Dragon Con for many, many years. And every year you mentor somebody. So, Zan, how you doing? It's good to see you back, or hear
Hi.
You back.
Hi. Yeah, doing great. I've really been enjoying your podcast. I've listened to every single one, and it's a great addition to my annual Dragon Con tradition now. So I'm really
Aww.
Excited.
Oh,
we're
sweet.
A tradition.
Tradition. Tradition.
Yay! Along with your boas and Speedo and sequins.
That's awesome. Let's not talk about that anymore, because seriously, I can't afford the pills. So Zan, you do, first of all, again, not a dude, which is something we learned
not
last year.
Yeah, last year there was a little confusion. I hadn't thought to mention my gender when I made online posts, and some people saw my name and just thought I was a guy for some reason, and I just wanted to clarify that I'm not.
Not a guy.
And where people frequently find you is over on the listserv, the Yahoo group. Yes, go on.
Yeah. I'm on the Dragon Con group for Yahoo, and I also lurk on the one for the parade, the Dragon Con parade, because I am signed up to be in that this year.
Oh,
awesome.
I try to either be in it or watch it. And I have checked out a few other forums and am signed up for a number of the Facebook groups, including the main one. So, and Dragon Con rooms on LiveJournal. I've been posting on that for years for various things. So, yeah, a lot of times I lurk and I kind of chime in when I have something to say, but I think the online communities are just, in general, a wealth of knowledge, and I've learned a ton from other people's advice. Also the Dragon Con Wiki, I've contributed a little bit there to the packing list section, because like you said, I've been going to Dragon Con for a long time, so I always have advice for people on what to pack, so I helped out with that.
Sweet.
Comfy shoes.
Yes,
number
definitely.
Number one.
Comfy shoes.
And a Speedo. That's number two.
That's John's number two, right there.
So, how many years have you been going to Dragon Con? Can you count that high?
Last year was my 10th, and so
awesome.
This year will be my 11th.
Great.
Oh,
fantastic. Now,
and how many times have you mentored?
Well, I guess it depends on how you count it. I mean, officially, I guess this would be my third or fourth year. All Dragon Con is all kind of one big year
it
for
does,
me now. But
yes.
But it's been but there have been other times when I brought a friend who only came once and then for whatever reason, you know, wasn't able to return. They live far away, they can't get the time off work. So there have been a few people that I would say I kind of individually mentored a friend, or in a group of friends, somebody would bring a first timer and we'd all kind of mentor them together as a group. You'd say, like, we would all try to help them out throughout their first experience. And some people end up being able to return and other people don't. And some people can only come every few years. And then there are other people like us who are lucky enough to be able to work our schedules and our budget so that we can mostly attend every year.
There you go.
So far, I haven't missed a year, you know, and I'd be sad if that ever happened. But I realize that, you know, it's never 100% if you can go. You know, something could always crop up that could be more important and take you away from Dragon Con. That's always a risk.
Right. Now, for those that don't know or didn't listen to last year, what exactly do you mean by mentoring someone at Dragon Con?
Well, I think the online resources are really helpful for first-timers or even people that would just consider themselves newbies. I think most people wouldn't go to one Dragon Con and then declare themselves an expert. I think you can have gone to Dragon Con since the first one and still not have seen or done everything.
Yeah.
There's always more to learn. So what I just kind of invented for myself, I don't know if anybody else does this, I haven't heard of anybody that does it, is I ran into somebody a couple years ago on the first night of Dragon Con and they didn't have anybody to show them around, and I volunteered and I just said, hey, let's stay in touch and you can ask me questions during the con and I'll just kind of be your guide, and you can say, you know, here's what I'm interested in, can you help point me in the right direction? So I'm just kind of your texting buddy. You don't even have to see me if you don't want to. If you want to go off and do your own thing and never see me and just text me or call me, although texting is better because Dragon Con's pretty loud.
Yes.
And
sometimes hard to get a cell phone signal through. Then
yeah.
you just ask me for advice on whatever topic. And if I don't know the answer, then I point you in the right direction. So I'm kind of like a little information booth for you. And it ended up working out great with the first person, and he had a great time. And at the end of the weekend, he took me out for a nice dinner to say thank you, and that I greatly enhanced his experience because he didn't have to be all by himself and figure out everything all by himself. So I had a really good time sharing my knowledge in that way, and I just decided it would be something that instead of just kind of waiting for it to happen like it did that first time, that I would actively put myself out there and offer that to somebody who might be interested in, or multiple people. Last year there were 5 people.
Excellent.
That's great.
Well, and I think that's actually the thing about Dragon Con is it is so big, and I can't imagine coming now.
It's only
because I came
bigger.
My first time was in 96 and it was just one hotel, and it was still at that point kind of overwhelming. So to think about coming now and it's 5 hotels and 50,000 people and all of that, I think this is just such a great service because I don't even know where I'd even start if I were a newbie this year.
Yeah, that's what I do with anybody who's interested in contacting me. They just shoot me an email to skzb@hotmail.com. So it's snake, koala, zebra, bear @hotmail.com. And then you just put in a good subject line and say a little bit about what you're interested in. And then we'll have a phone call between the two of us, and you just tell me kind of what you're interested in and what you're looking for. And then if you decide that you think I'd be a good mentor for you, then we exchange cell phone numbers and we just keep in touch on whatever terms you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Last year there were a couple people that, you know, we chatted on the phone a little bit and exchanged cell phone numbers. We got to the convention. We met in person. They did the Thursday night walking tour for newbies, and then I never heard from them again. So I don't know if they just kind of found their own thing and decided, hey, we don't need any help, you know, we got this, or if their cell phone totally lost signal. I don't know. I just didn't hear from them again. But then,
which is very possible at Dragon Con, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. But another guy, he had a great time, and I've seen him at a couple other events since then because he's kind of doesn't live too far from me. So we just kind of see each other at conventions, and that's a lot of fun. And then the other person that was my newbie last year was a guest of yours, G.B. Hajim, who was the director and writer and all-around creator of the movie Strange Frame, which ended up winning Best of Dragon Con Film Track last
year.
Yes, did.
And yeah, so that was amazing. And I just saw him on the first night of Dragon Con, and we met and hung out for a little bit. And then after that, he found his people, and I never heard from him again until after the con. And he was like, hey, I had a great time. But he just ended up holed up in the independent film track room for the whole convention, is what he told me, and he just had a great time. So he ended up not needing any advice from me because he found his people.
Great.
There you go. And that's just it, too. I think you and this kind of idea is a great idea because, you know, you will find people. But this is at least a start. You know, you'll find your people, as we say, because, you know, you'll find your fandom or other people like that, which is great. But you're kind of helping people feel a little more comfortable as they find their people, which I think is awesome. So, yay!
Yeah. Yeah. Some people, you just find your what you're interested in, and you spread your wings and fly, and that's it. And then there are other newbies that I do hear from every year where we just hang out, and there's always something new to learn, and I enjoy hearing about their experiences, and maybe we see each other a couple times or run into each other, but, you know, now they've kind of, after their first year or two, they've kind of settled in and are more comfortable finding their way around.
Yep. There you go. Woohoo. Your turn,
so
John.
Thank you. So, so what were some of the highlights besides, obviously, the mentoring for last year for you?
The John Barrowman panel. No question. I was like maybe in the 10th row when he dropped Trow, him and his really hot boyfriend, where they were just wearing like their superhero underoos, and I got like a great shot of it. I was right there. That was amazing.
Lee got a great shot too.
I wasn't there for the underoos part. I was there for the first panel. I think the underoos panel was either number two or three. So I only got to see.
Who was it that was back there? Was it
him return with his sister this year? Because I feel like some Dragon Con guests are maybe a little bit more comfortable on stage than others. I think are like the fans. Sometimes when a guest is new, they kind of don't know their way around. And then after they've been doing conventions for a little bit, they kind of get figured out what their own personal style was. And I had no idea what to expect from John Barrowman, but he just owned that stage. Just amazing.
Cool. So Barrowman was a highlight for panels. Anything else? I mean, did you make some new friends last year?
Some of my friends aren't able to come every year. So last year there were some people I usually see that I didn't see that will be attending this year. So that'll be nice. Last year was a little bit of an off year for me in that sense.
Okay.
In that not everybody I'm used to being there was there, or even if they were there, we just didn't run into each other because it just felt so crowded last year, especially on Saturday,
especially
in the Marriott. It was just jam-packed. So there are people that I knew were there, and we usually just run into each other, and I didn't see them the whole weekend.
Well, let me ask you, I think because... So, oh, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Saturday was really rough.
And I think I'm hoping, fingers crossed, toes crossed, the whole nine yards, that the move to Apparel USA Mart thingy across the street, whatever it's called, with the dealer room in the exposition hall. Exposition? Is that right? No.
Exhibit.
Exposition would be something completely different. It's a hall that kind of tells you about other halls. Now, the exhibit hall across the way will hopefully alleviate some of that Saturday traffic. That Saturday traffic was horrible, especially going through the middle hotel.
The Saturday traffic was last year was probably some of the heaviest I've ever seen. Yeah, especially through the Habit Trail. Woo boy.
So yeah, I agree. I hope that things maybe thin out a little bit. I will say that I do like all the badge checking to make sure that you either have a badge for Dragon Con or have a hotel room key. I really think that helps keep down the traffic. I think the parade is a great way, if you don't want to buy a ticket to the convention, a great way to experience a little bit of Dragon Con flavor without having to go in the hotels and be crowded and all that. So I feel like you can participate in Dragon Con for free in other limited ways that don't involve being actually physically in the hotel. And there do seem to be a lot more kind of off-site parties springing up.
Right. Yeah.
I think the parade is a great way, especially to get kids involved in it without trying to get into the crowds and things like that. Because there's just nothing like seeing, you know, the fairies and the pirates and the stormtroopers and your superheroes and Jawas and, oh my God, you know, Doctor Who, all the different Doctor Whos walking down the street. It's just awesome.
Nope. Yeah, and what with the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who this year, and I heard your podcast on the Brit track, I'm definitely wearing my glow-in-the-dark handmade TARDIS outfit again.
There you go. Woo-hoo.
So I'm really looking forward to the Doctor Who activities this year. Last year, I got everybody I wanted to see I had seen by Saturday, so last year I spent more time kind of doing activities and less time going to panels, because normally I'm very, very interested in celebrity panels during the day. But at this point, I've seen a lot of people multiple times. And so I kind of got through my Need It, Got It list really quickly last year, which let me have more time to try out new experiences. Like, I really enjoyed the late night puppetry slam. That was amazing. I went to kilt blowing for the first time. That was a scream. Literally, the whole audience just screams. And I keep saying I'm going to go to wrestling, and I still haven't made it. So maybe this year I'll try wrestling. I've never been to wrestling in my life.
There you go.
I think that could be another new experience for this year. Maybe this will be my year.
The year to go to the wrestling. There you go.
Now, you mentioned that you're registered to march in the parade. What group are you marching with, or what will you be wearing? What can people look for?
I will be marching with the Star Wars people, which I believe are traditionally at the end of the parade.
Yep.
And most likely I will be the R2-D2 bride. I have multiple R2-D2 outfits that are all handmade, things I did myself. And I have one that has a wedding veil. So.
And you were wearing that last year, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I might do like a new spin on that, because I really like wearing that costume, but cleanliness is important, kids. Shower every day. That's why I have multiple R2-D2 outfits, so I can wear a couple different ones a day or do it multiple days in a row, because it's not the exact same outfit every day. It's variations on the outfit. And I really enjoyed that last year. The wedding spin was kind of just a new twist on some outfits that I'd previously done, and that was really enjoyable.
And I hope everybody heard the shower every day, don't wear the same outfit every day, even if it's a costume that you love a lot. Listen to somebody who's been there a couple of years. Come on, people. Come on. Listen.
And another tip is, it's everybody talks about how hot it is and how it might rain, and that's all important too, but equally important is they over air condition. I mean, there's 50,000 people there. The AC is going to be jacked up high. So let's say you're wearing an adorable but small costume, layer underneath, keep yourself warm. You can be attractive and comfortable at the same time. There's no reason to be freezing and have goosebumps just because you want to be a fairy princess. Just layer underneath.
It's so funny because when I'm there, and I wear a lot of cotton sweaters when I'm there, either as cardigans or I just wear, you know, a sweater with a t-shirt under it, whatever. And people are like, why are you wearing a sweater? And I'm like, because it's cold. It's cold in the panel rooms, and it's cold in the track rooms, and because we're trying to keep it so that people are comfortable, because you're coming straight from the heat into that. But, oh, my goodness, it can get a little nippy if you're sitting in there for 2 or 3 hours. So, you know, also, always, I think it's a great thing, bring a shawl while you're sitting. Yes, everybody wants to see your costume or whatever you're wearing or your really cool t-shirt. That's great. But while you're sitting in a panel, it's okay. You can put the shawl around you, and you'll be much more comfy.
Yeah, and you can make the shawl part of your costume. So, for example, I just got a TARDIS blanket from Think Geek, and I'm going to be bringing that with me. And if it's cold, I can just wrap that around me and kind of integrate that into my costume. Or if you have kind of a brown robe, that can be a part of your Jedi outfit.
There you go. So
you can be creative and work it into what you're doing if you want to stay in character as much as possible.
There you go. Good idea. Very good idea.
So what are you looking forward to this year?
Let's see. Adrian Wrestling. Paul, because I've never seen him before.
Oh, okay.
From Highlander.
Right.
Yep.
I understand he's a guest this year.
He is.
All guests are tentative until actually they appear.
Yes, right. Well, that's true. But he is a tentative guest. That is very, very true.
Well, he's not. I mean, he's listed.
He's listed, yes.
Don't let anybody think that it's not. He's not listed. It's just that
he is listed.
We're pointing
listed,
out. Listed, we're listed. Just pointing out the fact that it is possible that he may have to cancel it. Yeah, but maybe not. Who knows? He should be there. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't go to Dragon Con for one guest. So, and I do advise people against that, the same as you do. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Plan A and Plan B. I still like having the pocket program so that I have something to mark up and highlight and take notes on and then have it as memorabilia, because I do love the app and I think it's fantastic and it'll just get better every year, but you really can't hang on to that like you can the pocket program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing Peter David this year and mm-hmm. Peter S. Beagle, who was not in attendance last year but is back this year.
Back this year, yep.
So I think I already said I'm looking forward to seeing Carol and John Barrowman together. I really mm-hmm. enjoy when people are on panels with their co-stars or with other people and their family, because they'll tend to have banter back and forth, and one person will remind the other person of a story, and then they'll go off on a little tangent. So I'm looking forward to that. The Warehouse 13 guests, the Smallville guests. I always say I'm going to go see voice actors, and then somehow I never end up doing it. So I would like to see some voice actors this year. I'm not too specific on who. I do want to see, the Fraggle Rock, the people from Fraggle Rock, really looking forward to that.
Yep.
The Doctors, anything having to do with the Doctor Who anniversary this year. And people from shows that are still on. So, for example, Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead, who I won't say anything about in case you're not caught up, but for reasons having to do with his recent episodes on the show, I'm very interested to hear his perspective on what's happened to his character recently.
Yep.
And Game of Thrones guests. I notice we have one or two people from Game of Thrones this year, and that's a show that's currently on. And mm-hmm. mostly, for shows that are currently on, everybody wants spoilers, and they're heads up, not going to give you any.
Because
they know it's all over YouTube. But they will give you some behind-the-scenes stories, and they might hint at some stuff that will only make sense later. But I still really enjoy hearing not only actors whose shows have been off for a while, in which case they're not afraid to say anything because mm-hmm. they're not going to get in trouble with their bosses. But so those can be really great stories too. But when a show is currently on the air, the stories are a little fresher in their memories. And I appreciate hearing that perspective as well.
Well, and it was funny too, because Warehouse 13, we were so excited last year because they didn't kill Lena by the time we were watching it. And if you haven't watched Warehouse 13, that's a big spoiler, but they hadn't killed Lena because they had just kind of killed Jinxie, and then he came back, and we all said, we knew somebody was going to die, and we're really glad you guys didn't take the easy way out, and it wasn't, we were all like, yay, we're really glad, because we were really worried it was going to be Lena, and, da-da-da-da-da, and you could just see their faces like, huh, yeah, all right, because by the end of the season, which we didn't see till after Dragon Con, they did kill Lena, and I cried and sobbed and all that. But so sometimes the actors can't say anything but watch their face, because you'll be like, all right, so you guys mean something by that little face. I'm glad you enjoyed that at that point. But yeah, so as you said, no spoilers, but watch their faces because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree on that. And I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the name of the actress, but the other lead in Warehouse 13 that plays opposite of Eddie McClintock, she hasn't been to Dragon Con, has she?
She has not. Joanne Kelly has not been to Dragon Con. We'd love her to be there. But this year we're so excited because CCH Pounder, Mrs. Fredericks, is coming. And she is the one, I've always loved her in everything she's ever been in. So I'm so excited about her coming. I can't stand it. I'm just like,
I saw somebody cosplaying as her at a Warehouse 13 panel last year. That was amazing to see somebody cosplaying as her.
Oh my God, that was awesome. That would have been awesome. I wish I had seen that. I can't believe I missed it, because that's great. She's awesome. So, okay, John, your turn. Sorry.
Why do you keep telling me it's my turn?
Well,
why can't it be your turn sometimes?
Well, because I've been going fangirl on stuff. So it's your turn.
So, you know, where is I going to go with this? Oh, so the people that want to get a hold of you that maybe they don't necessarily want to get a hold of you, but they want to find some other information and whatnot. You've already mentioned the Google Groups. Excuse me, not Google Groups, Yahoo Groups. Where is the Yahoo Group, first of all? Do you know that?
The Yahoo Group, you just look up Dragon Con. You just Google Dragon Con Yahoo Group, and it'll pop right up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then the live journal for rooms. Now, if anybody hasn't gotten their room yet, that is where you want to be right now, because it's probably the number one spot to find a room at Dragon Con, because there's a lot of people that are having to drop out at the last minute, or they have space left on the floor or whatever. Let me ask you about how you do Dragon Con, Zan. Do you have your own room, or do you roommate with a bunch of people? How do you do Dragon Con as far as hotel accommodations?
Well, I totally agree with you on the Dragon Con Rooms community, which, again, you just Google Dragon Con Rooms, all one word, and then Live Journal, and it'll pop right up. And that is a community that I've gotten roommates from for years. If you're not familiar with Live Journal, which a lot of people might not be, the thing that's good about that's really great about the Live Journal community is that through the use of tags, your posts stick. So they don't just kind of disappear like they do on Facebook. The new posts are not buried by the old posts. So everything is permanent on there. So you can make a post and it'll still be visible for months. And I am on Team Wednesday now, officially. Last year was my first Wednesday, and I totally agree. Wednesday is the new Thursday.
Oh, Lord, we're in trouble.
Yeah, so I'm actively looking for roommates for just Wednesday night this year at the Marriott, because I have roommates for Tuesday through for Thursday through Tuesday. I'm full up on roommates this year, but I still have space for just Wednesday night, which is females only, please, just women for roommates. And I've kind of had a rotating cast of roommates throughout the years. I've had some people come from New Zealand and England, and
they can only
come every 2-3 years because of budget and getting time off work. And I've had other people that have roomed with me once, and then they, you know, end up rooming with their friends that they originally wanted to room with, but they didn't have space in their room that year. And then I have other friends that come to Dragon Con every year, but we're not roommate compatible because they want to stay Friday through Monday, and I'm on Wednesday through Tuesday now, so I just can't afford to do a room where half the time I have no roommates. So I really need to find roommates that are interested in the same dates I am. So I'm set up for this year, but I do have a couple posts on the Dragon Con Rooms community saying I'm interested in finding permanent roommates, people who are like yourselves, committed Dragon Con regulars, who want to stay either Wednesday through Tuesday or Thursday through Tuesday. And then it's the same thing. They just email me, and then we talk on the phone and see if we think we're compatible roommates. So, for example, I've already mentioned I'm a cosplayer, so probably me rooming with 3 other cosplayers would be a recipe for disaster. We wouldn't have room to store all our stuff.
There you go.
So, you know, you need to find a balance of people that are all compatible with each other. Also, no smokers, because I have health issues with smoking. And I'm also looking for people who want to be permanent roommates who are willing to help me try and book a room, because just getting a room is kind of a team sport now, and you really need help with that. They just, you know, get harder.
I like how you put that. It is almost like a tag team now to get rooms. Yes, yes, it is.
You have to have some chat windows open. You have to have 2 phones. You have to dial.
And I just want to reiterate the live journal for the rooms. It is something that LiveJournal has had that area for the rooms for a really long time, and it is so well known that there's not even a secondary group on Facebook or Google Plus or things like that. Everybody, if you ask about where am I supposed to find out about rooms, they will point you to that LiveJournal site. So
it's funny because
don't think you've got to look around to different places. That you just go to the LiveJournal one. You really do.
It's funny because, and I know somebody's going to email me with Will. I like it, but LiveJournal isn't really as popular as it once was, but yet that particular group soldiers on. Rock, I mean, it just keeps going.
Rocking on LiveJournal, yes. Yes, they are. So,
yeah, I like that there are specialized groups out there that maybe they're not heavily active most of the year, but they really serve their purpose well for specific things, and they get really popular and traffic spikes right around Dragon Con, and then it kind of drops off after that. But every year, you know, this is where I go if I want this. You know, if you want to keep up on the news and get little drabs of information, Facebook is great. But if you want a room, you want Dragon Con rooms, and if you have a question specifically about the parade, then there's the Dragon Con parade group on Yahoo that's been around for years, and it's how you register. So even though the parade group does have a Facebook group, if you want to register for the parade, you need to do that through the Yahoo group. So right. The Facebook group just seems to be there to answer little questions here and there, but you will see a lot of posts directing you to the Yahoo group because that's a very long-standing community as well.
Yeah, and Facebook is great for, you know, sharing photos and, you know, doing quick little quizzes or things like that, but you're right, the things that stay permanent that are searchable and that are, you know, you can find information on, be it your Yahoo groups, your live journals, whatever, those things are the things that are most useful as far as tools, as opposed to you know, just fun eye candy, if you will, through Facebook.
Yeah, and the website redesign has been fantastic this year, and I have heard that they're trying to kind of get more of the tracks to post their thing, to post their information on the Dragon Con website, and some tracks are kind of moving their content over there, and I'm wondering if in the future there might be more and more things that are directly linked from the Dragon Con website, or if the Dragon Con website will eventually kind of integrate some of this functionality that other sites took over because the Dragon Con website wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of wondering if over time the Dragon Con website is going to try and bring more and more things under their umbrella. But I think that would take years and years because there are so many, I don't want to say splinter groups, but like ancillary, supplementary, whatever you want to call them, communities that have sprung up just outside the website, because I think like Dragon Con is many things to many people. The internet is many things to many people. And I think it's good that there's room for all that.
Yeah, and that sobbing you just heard was the Dragon Con webmaster going, oh my God, they want me to add more. But that's awesome. So, I think you... Sorry. Poor Jamie's like, oh my God. Sorry.
Now, since you were on last year, I'm not going to ask you the same traditional question. Oh, yes, Lee?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Ha-ha.
I'm not going to ask you the three guests question. Instead, if you've been listening to the podcast, you probably know what's coming next.
But I had a really good answer to that. It's like all written down on this piece of paper and everything.
Well, I tell you what, go ahead and tell us, but then I'm going to ask you the real question.
Okay, well, you can do both. So the three people at a convention, I made up like two dream panels here. One would be Jensen Ackles, Jerry Padalecki, and Felicia Day. Would be a dream panel for me. And another one would be David Tennant, Matt Smith, and Alex Kingston.
Oh my. Yes.
Interesting.
That's a heck of a dream panel. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, top that.
Well, I'm going to top that by asking you a question to top yourself.
Different question. Ha.
Now, if you've been listening, you probably know what this question is, but if you could have three, but whether it be a television show, a movie that you want to see a sequel to or prequel to, or a book that you want a sequel to or prequel to, or a television show that has been canceled that you'd like to have come back, what would they be? Give us three examples of those items.
Okay, so three examples of a book, a movie, and a TV show.
Well, it can be, or, you know, just a combo of them. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to nine items, just three items that you'd like to see resurrected or have a prequel or sequel made of.
Well, definitely Firefly. I mean, that's just an easy choice right there.
Yeah.
I would like to see another Star Trek TV series. I think it can be done. I think it can be done well. I love fourth season of Enterprise, and I'm sorry that it got canceled after that because I felt like it took a little while to hit its stride.
Let me ask you, what would you do with the? Any thoughts on what you would do for a new Star Trek series? Would you go DS9 route? Would you go back to Enterprise route, or would you go for maybe the kind of the thing that's been bantered around before, which is the Academy stuff?
Well, I don't think that the Academy would be fine. That would be, you know, rebooting. I don't care if it would have the same actors or be even in the same universe as the rebooted universe. I don't really have a preference on that. I really do like the new movies. But if they were going to be a TV show, I wouldn't expect the movie actors to be in it. So if they were going to keep the same universe as the reboot, I would expect it would have to be on a different ship or kind of cover a different area of that universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know the idea was bandied around for years that maybe George Takei would have a show about Sulu's ship. I would still like to see that. I would also like to see Peter David had a book series, which I read years ago, and I'm completely blanking on it, the name of the series now. But Peter David had a great series where it was all about a captain of another ship, and I just love his work, and I can picture it in my head when I read his books. And I would love to see any of his work be turned into a series. So I think that would be amazing. Anything based off Peter David would be fantastic.
Okay, and your third. I cut out their thing that you would
rebooted
like to have.
TV show, whatever, or book, or whatever. What do you want to see on TV?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that because there's so much on right now that's really good. And I think some things, you've talked before about X-Files and how you felt it went on too long, and that's just a tough call about things that some things it's kind of good to let them go before they spiral downhill.
Yeah.
So there are some things on right now that I'm really enjoying, but when they do come to a close, I think it'll be okay because they'll do it well, and I appreciate that.
Kind of an old one,
but Dark Angel only lasted two seasons.
Yes, it did. That's true.
And if you could like kind of go back in time and continue that show, that kind of ended on a cliffhanger. And then Jessica Alba went on to have a great career, of course, but that one left me hanging a little bit. Alien Nation, that's like way back there. I wish that had gotten some more time.
I wish they had made more movies of Alien Nation because I enjoyed the TV show. I loved the movie. And I just always thought, you know, you could make a couple more movies of this after the TV show. I know they made like one maybe, but they could do some more of those.
I think they had
maybe
like
one or
five
two
TV movies or something.
Did they really? That
TV, yeah, they did have a lot of TV movies.
Well, then, okay, I've missed some, or I it's been so far back, and it has been, that I'm just not remembering. But
even,
those were great.
If they rebooted that with the current political climate and the debates about immigration, they could really go Battlestar Galactica on that in terms of metaphor and allegory and making things relevant to our current debates in America about the place of immigrants and legalization, and that subject matter is just wide open, and Alien Nation was all about that. So that could be a really interesting contemporary reboot.
All right, we need to get you in touch with Fox because Fox canceled after the second week.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Is doing good work now.
You know, actually, that's not a bad idea. Netflix.
I know.
By the way, the series you were looking for, I don't read, so I had to Google it, was New Frontier.
Yeah, Star New Trek Frontier, Frontier. Peter yeah. David. It just yeah. it was amazing. It had a it featured a captain character that wasn't the normal straight-laced. You know, he had a little bit of darkness, he had a little bit of personal history. His life hadn't always been perfect, and so he carried a lot of old burdens with him, and that made him a really interesting character.
Cool.
And then, of course, he had the colorful crew, and everybody was their own very individual character and not at all cookie cutter and really fleshed out. I remember that.
Very cool. I like this idea. Woohoo!
All right, Zan, remind everyone how they can get a hold of you if they're looking for someone to be mentored, really, and from a person that's been there and has some years under her belt, where will they reach you?
You can just send me an email to skzb@hotmail.com. Again, that's snake, koala, zebra, bear @hotmail.com. And send a good subject line, and then we'll get in touch and talk a little bit, and you can decide if you think I would be a good mentor for you.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent. Let me ask you, I meant to ask you this question. What do you think of the move of putting stuff over in the old apparel mart?
I think it's a good idea because I'm staying in the Marriott, and now the Walk of Fame is going to be there, and I'm hoping to have like awkward celebrity encounters in the elevator. So I'm all for it. I want to be like trapped in an elevator with Adrian Paul. So and I think there are some people that are really into collecting photos and autographs, and that's something I haven't done in recent years. I make rare exceptions, but I'm not somebody who's big into the cast photos. But I think if that is your thing, then it's great to have it in an area where there is more space for you, because I know it's been very crowded for years because, of course, it is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that the addition of more space will make it easier for you to kind of go get through the lines quicker and get all your autographs, and then you can get to your next panel.
That's right.
Sounds good.
That's great positive insight. Appreciate that, Daniel. All right. So, for Zan, Lee, and myself, I'm John, by the way. Until next time, peace. I almost forgot my name.
That's really sad. Bye!
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.